Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christa Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With six hospital campuses, Christa Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison.
Christe.
Kyrie eleison.
Let us pray. O God, who show the light of your truth to those who go astray, so that they may return to the right path, give all who for the faith they profess are accounted Christians the grace to reject whatever is contrary to the name of Christ, and to strive after all that does it honor. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Amos. Amaziah, priest of Bethel, said to Amos, "Off with you, visionary, flee to the land of Judah. There earn your bread by prophesying, but never again prophesy in Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary and a royal temple." Amos answered Amaziah, "I was no prophet, nor have I belonged to a company of prophets. I was a shepherd and a dresser of sycamores. The Lord took me from following the flock and said to me, 'Go, prophesy to my people Israel.'" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Lord, let us see. reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him. In love, he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ. In accord with the favor of his will, for the praise and glory of his grace, that he granted us the beloved. In him we have redemption by his blood, the forgiveness of transgressions, in accord with the riches of his grace that he lavished upon us. In all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will in accord with his favor that he set forth in him as a plan for the fullness of times. To sum up all things in Christ, in heaven and on earth. In him we were also chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things according to the intention of his will, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory, we who first hoped in Christ. In him you also, who have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in him, were sealed with the promise, Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of our inheritance toward redemption as God's possession to the praise of his glory, the word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic, He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. Looking at this week's Holy Scriptures, one of the major themes is that of being called. But I think just as important is the concept of being sent. So in essence, we are being called and we're also being sent. One of the prime facets of being called and then being sent is the first answer that call. You see, we can't commit and agree to be sent until and unless we first answer that call. Amos, the prophet in our first reading from the Old Testament, I think is a perfect example. He was a herdsman and someone who dressed sycamore trees. And by his own admission, Amos says, "I am no prophet, nor do I belong to a company of prophets." But God still called him. God works in ways that many times confuse and confound us. But I think Amos must have had something that God saw, because he indeed called him to be his prophet. How about Moses? Remember what he said when he was called at the burning bush? "Who am I? Who am I that you may send me to go back and to speak to Pharaoh?" Or Peter, remember what Peter said? "Lord, leave me, for I'm a sinful man." And St. Paul was knocked down and blinded so that he might be open to God's call. My dear friends, we truly need to be open to God's call and let his will be done, not ours. We have to learn to listen, which is not always easy to do. God could be calling any one of us, even if we think we're not worthy, or if we're not smart enough, or if we're not holy enough, or we're not brave enough, or whatever. I've heard all of these things many times from many different people. I even used them myself years ago when I was discerning about the diaconate. But God sees each and every one of us in a different light, and he will use our strengths and our talents and our abilities, and his Spirit will come to us and it will work through us. We just simply have to let it happen and not to resist it. The Apostle Paul in our second reading states that in him we were also chosen, that we might exist for his praise and glory. And this is Paul's way of just simply telling us that we are all called. And in our gospel passage that we have today, Jesus gathers those 12 apostles, those who have been called and those who have definitely answered his call. And if you think about these guys, these apostles, most of them were simple, hardworking men. Not theologians, men who had very human attributes. men who are sinful. But in today's passage, Jesus doesn't just call them or teach them about the kingdom or explain one of his parables. No, he does something else, a little bit more radical. He sends them out. He commissions them to become men of action. The word apostle is taken from the Greek root apostolos, which means an ambassador or one who is sent out. They, in essence, are to become Jesus's authorized representatives, if you will, who are to bring his life and his message to the world around them. And you see what he does for them. He gives them authority to perform works similar to those that he himself had performed in his own ministry, healing the sick, expelling demons, preaching, teaching repentance and anointing. But Jesus recognized their human condition and weaknesses, just like he recognizes our human condition and our own weaknesses. And he gave them specific instructions regarding their mission. Remember, he said not to take food or money or extra clothing, but he wanted them to rely on God and the hospitality of all those who would hear and accept their teaching about Jesus and the kingdom. And I think this often stands in contrast to our normal tendency to provide for ourselves and rely on our own resources. Sometimes our own human condition works in such a way that we try to control God and have him fit into our lives and have him fit into our plans. But when Jesus sent out and he commissioned these apostles, he was stressing the dependence on God. And for his missionaries, his apostles, he wanted them to be totally immersed in their purpose and what they were doing. We have a lot of buzzwords sometimes in the church, and I'm sure you've heard this over the last 3 to 4 years, the new evangelization. Well, my friends, I think this could truly be called the beginning of the new evangelization. The disciples were sent to evangelize, to spread the good news of Jesus Christ by their faith and by their charisma in Jesus' teaching. See, because they witnessed it firsthand. They were there with him. And so that's how the faith began to spread. It spread by word of mouth, okay? It spread by apostolic teaching. It spread by witness. It spread by their discipleship. Today, especially in the world that we live in, all of us need to answer our call. And yes, we've all been called. We've all been called, starting with our own baptism. Most of you probably don't remember your own baptism, but those of you who do, you were called to be priest, prophet, and king. Being an ambassador or one who is sent requires, or I shouldn't say requires, I think it demands that we become disciples. And so we should begin by developing that discipleship, by developing a daily prayer life, by developing communication with God each and every day, turning off our own mind as it works through problems and listening to God, developing two-way communication by reading and studying Scripture, maybe just a little bit, and maybe just starting on Sunday. You know, before Mass or after Mass, just a little bit. Take a special time and begin to get a thirst for the Scripture. And last but not least, believing and receiving the Eucharist, the bread of life. And I think by doing this, this will begin our road to discipleship and to become ambassadors for Jesus's mercy. But let's not kid ourselves. Also this week, we hear about rejection. Remember last week, Jesus experienced his own rejection in his own hometown. Amos the prophet in our first reading experienced it. And Jesus, before he sends the 12 out as his ambassadors, as his missionaries, tells his apostles that they will possibly experience the same. And he warns them that some will not listen to their message. But he also tells them not to get discouraged, to kick the dust from their shoes, and to move on. My friends, the church, that is our church, is called not to be successful in the eyes of what is considered success by our world and by our society, because by the world's standards, we are totally behind the curve. We are archaic in the eyes of the world. As a church, however, we are called to be faithful to God's command. And if this means standing up for our convictions and thus being considered even countercultural or out of touch, then this is how it will be. Being called and then sent, I'm sure you understand and realize, is not easy. It takes courage. It takes intestinal fortitude. It takes guts. However, being Jesus' disciples, being his ambassadors, has never been easy. Just look at the many saints and the many martyrs in the history of our church. Our Lord himself said on more than one occasion, if you want to be my follower, you must also pick up your own cross and follow me. This is the time in our world when we all must be strong in our faith. We all must witness our belief to a pagan world around us. And I pray that all of us will be strong. And I pray that all of us will have courage. We have courage and strength to initially answer this call, but just as important, to allow ourselves to be sent. May Almighty God bless you and may give you the strength and courage. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Let us stand and profess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Baptized, called, and set apart by God, we must pray for all our brothers and sisters who are in need.
For all the missionaries of the church as they go out into the world two by two, may they bring the good news to eager ears, and may they be kept safe from those who would harm them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For a conversion of heart and a return in penance and sorrow to our covenant with God and our nation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That leaders of nations listen to the prophets who call them to justice, fairness, integrity, and obedience to the moral law. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who suffer in the summer's heat, for those who endure storms, wildfires, and floods, and for all who respond to their needs with generous hearts, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are called by God to pursue the priesthood and religious life, and for their supportive families and communities, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Larry Puig, Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, Robert E. Hagelin Jr., Esmeralda Pineda, Cynthia Schumann, and Deacon Ron Dubuque, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my dear friends, for all of the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts. For all of these needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us also keep in our prayers the mother of Bishop Mulvey, Marjorie. We have been told that she has not improved, that she is getting worse, that she's been moved to the hospice unit. So let us keep our bishop and his mother in our prayers, and also his family who are with her. Let us pray. Loving God, you destined us for adoption through Jesus Christ so that we might be forgiven and redeemed. Graciously hear these our prayers for the world that you love and grant them through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Let us pray. Look upon the offerings of the Church, O Lord, as she makes her prayer to you, and grant that, when consumed by those who believe, they may bring ever greater holiness through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your heart. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you so love the world, that in your mercy you send us the Redeemer, to live like us in all things but sin, so that you might love in us what you loved in your Son, by whose obedience we have been restored to those gifts of yours, that by sinning we had lost in disobedience. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks as in exaltation we acclaim.
Oh.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our Bishop, his brother bishops Edmund and Renee, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace be with you.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.